Hello and welcome to another episode of a Rugby Life podcast. I'm your host, Hedley LeGrand. Following the theme of my last podcast on youth rugby in California, we moved south from Oakland to Los Angeles, where a rugby program run by the organization Inner City Education Foundation has caught the attention of a local filmmaker for his new and up-and-coming documentary, Scrum, Rugby in the Inner City. Here to talk about ICEF's program is former international player Stuart Crone and documentary director Dennis Lovelace. Stuart, Dennis, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me here. Thanks.
Great. Now, to kick it off, Stuart, tell me a little bit about how the program came about.
Well, the program started 10 years ago. I was teaching at our middle school, View Park Middle, and I'd been looking into starting a youth program at our schools. I conceived of it earlier that I thought it would be successful in an intercity location. And so we got a grant from LA 84, money that was left over from the 84 Olympics, and we started an after-school, initially a flag rugby program for 2 years, and then as the kids got older, we started playing tackle, and it's just grown from there, from 15 kids in its inception to several thousand kids that are exposed to rugby through ICEF Rugby now, today.
How much of this came about from your career yourself?
I traveled around the world as a rugby player. When I was a student at University of California, Santa Barbara, I went to France for a year, and I've been playing rugby, and I got a contract to play in Toulouse, and I ended up playing for a couple of years in France, and then after I graduated from UCSB, I went around the world for another 11 years playing rugby, so I had a lot of exposure to the world through rugby. As my life brought me back to the States and into education, it was really, I thought, why not do that with our students and why not show them the world through rugby? It was a really good fit. It's all come through that experience, through the connections that I've had around the world. That's how it all started. And it sort of snowballed from there so that we have a full international rugby scholar program going around the world every year now. And, it's from my own personal experience that's led to where we are now.
Dennis, how did you stumble upon this?
Well, actually, it really was just me stumbling upon this. My nephew actually attends one of the ICEF schools, View Park High School. And Stuart, I went to a parent meeting, and actually Stuart was there pitching his programs to get, you know, the kids involved and whatever. And, you know, at the time, I mean, I've heard of rugby, but, you know, I had no real experience with it at all. And I know that Stuart was just so passionate about it, and he was so, you know, he explained to, you know, how they take these trips and how the students are getting scholarships into these, you know, Ivy League schools and stuff. So that intrigued me a lot, just for the curiosity's sake of, you know, rugby in your inner city. You know, you don't really see that. Anyway, I was doing a documentary, these little documentary shorts on people who make a difference in the community. And so I just approached Stuart about just doing a short. It was like a 5 or 6 minute documentary. And we did that. And as I learned more about the program, learned more about Stuart's background, you know, it just got me thinking that, you know, this is some really compelling stories here of the kids and the program and how the experiences they go through when they travel. So it just kind of came about kind of organically, and so over the next few months or weeks, you know, Stuart and I would meet periodically and just talk about, you know, where our vision, my vision was for the film and his vision, and so we kind of came together that way.
Tell us a little bit more about, like, how is the documentary coming together?
Well, basically, we shot a little bit already. Actually, a lot of the footage, there was a photographer that went with them on their last trip to South Africa, so there was tons of footage that came from that. And this over the summer, I was able to film and actually interview some of the players and students, some of their parents, and just to get the feel for what this rugby program is meaning to them and go through some of their struggles. And so basically, just through interviews, and so right now we're at a place where we've got a good trailer produced, so people would get a flavor for what the documentary is going to be about. But now we're in the process of trying to raise funds to complete the production, and we're going to follow the team from this for this season, the 2011-2012 season, and it's going to culminate next year when they travel to New Zealand in March. So we're just right now just trying to raise the funds for travel and then continue to shoot it, and then after that we'll worry about editing it and getting it into distribution and all that type of thing.
And talking of the trailer there, I mean, you actually got coverage during the World Cup, correct?
Yes, we did. Actually, I think one of our supporters somehow got word to NBC Universal Sports, because they are big. They're big on rugby coverage, and now they have the World Cup. They broadcast, and they saw our trailer online and saw our campaign, and they said, you know, this is something that they've been wanting to do, because they really see that rugby is a growing sport in the U.S. And so I think they just really wanted to obtain a good human interest story and to get a sense for where youth rugby is today. So they thought our documentary would definitely fit that. And so they contacted us, and we provided the footage for the piece that they did of us.
Coming back to you, Stuart, I mean, you've been taking these kids pretty much around the world. I mean, they've been going to places like Australia, South Africa, they're going to be going to New Zealand. Has that been a lot to do with your own connections?
It's been both through personal connections and then new people that I've been in touch with. We went to England, to Wellington College in England a couple of years ago, and the guy that I coach with and work with, Dave Hughes, he went to Wellington College, so he created that connection for us. It's through a variety of connections that, you know, have been made, because wherever we go, we stay with students and with the families. We're hosted. That's the model. And then when people visit us, they stay with us as well. So not only do we travel, but Hyde School from Washington, D.C. visited us last year, and we've had other schools visit us. So that's the model. And, yeah, it's all through personal connections or new connections that are being made just through contacts. Just on an interesting point, Dennis was talking about filming this summer, the kids. He went up to UCSB. UCSB set up a program for 20 of our students this summer, and they were there for 6 weeks studying, living at college, having a college experience during their junior year. And some of that footage that you see in Dennis' trailer is from those kids being there over the summer. And then when he was talking about some of the footage from South Africa, I don't know if you mentioned, Dennis, the kids actually shot a lot of that footage themselves with handheld cameras that they've been embedded with to shoot through the year. So a lot of it is them, you know, getting their own personal identity through the program. It's character developing stuff, you know. Who am I? What am I doing? How does this relate to me and my life? I just wanted to tie that in back on that earlier comment that you guys were making.
Yeah, and I can jump in here. That was definitely the case. I mean, some of the most compelling footage was actually the footage that the kids shot themselves. You know, it wasn't, I mean, the steadiest shots I've gotten, but it would show the sincerity of the moment they were going through. And so there was some pretty compelling footage. And I can also say, too, that, you know, I think, you know, we were talking earlier, I was trying to put my finger on what exactly, you know, this the rugby community is so open and so it's kind of unique, at least from my perspective in sports. And, you know, just as Stuart says, those connections that are made around the world, you know, it's kind of uncommon. I mean, it's for him to be able to make those connections and be able to bring the kids out and they'd be hosted with families. All these people have done just out of the, you know, the goodness of their own heart. And it's just those type of people that are involved with rugby on all levels, that really I think was what sets this sport apart from anything else that I've experienced.
That's what's going to make this an interesting documentary, not just inside the rugby community, but outside the rugby community. And for those of us that are in the rugby community, we know about what's special about the sport, about the personal connections, about the camaraderie that's so strong. But, you know, that's one reason that it just taking off where we're at, and we're getting so many people on board, because it's just introducing this element to an area that hasn't been exposed to it, and it's fertile ground. Who doesn't love collaborative effort? Who doesn't love a hard run with the ball and a hard tackle? Who doesn't love traveling around the world, you know, making new friends, learning new things? It's a great story, and every kid's having their own experience within it, so it's a good story.
I mean, I think that's something that's definitely conveyed from what you've seen in the footage that was on NBC and in the trailer, is that, you know, these are kids that have pretty much never been on a plane before and are now getting a chance to not just go around the world, but also, you know, get involved in these communities, see what rugby is like elsewhere. That must be just an amazing feeling.
It is. It is an amazing feeling. And that's, I think that's why so many people are getting on board with it. That's why the collaborative effort is so strong. You know, you made a mention earlier about this whole, what you're doing with this podcast. It's like, that's a story that's not being told. There are so many, there's a lot of similar stories about that, you know, taking place right now about how rugby is touching different people that haven't been traditionally exposed to it. That's a great story.
Yeah, and actually, just today, I received an email from a gentleman that somehow heard about our project, and he was just explaining to me that he lives in Ohio, I believe, and he was telling me his story, at least a little bit about it, and he grew up in the inner city, too, and he got exposed to rugby, actually, in college, and he got an opportunity to travel with the team when he was there, and he was just saying that how it's really changed his life. I mean, coming from the inner city and growing up, and now he's a magistrate judge in Cleveland, I believe it's Cleveland. And so he was just saying, I mean, rugby has really changed his life in that, you know, it just opened up doors, opened up his mind. It, you know, and he said, he mentioned it gave him the confidence to really to reach for those goals and dreams that he's always had.
And Stuart, you touched on that in the next part of the sort of the travels for this year and the stuff that, Dennis, you're going to be filming going forward is involving the trip in New Zealand next year. How much work goes into organizing that trip?
I mean, it's well over a year in the process, and it's a lot of work and a lot of collaboration. I mean, this year, we're talking about taking 40 students, 20 girls and 20 boys, two full teams, and we're not just going to one location. We're going to go to Auckland, spend a couple days with the Polynesian community there. Then we're going to a marae by Lake Taupo, a couple days there for more Maori culture and learning and games in all these places. Then we're going to Wellington for 2 days, the focus all being on Maori Polynesian culture the first week. Then the second week, we're going to make our way through Queenstown all the way down to Christchurch. And we're at that point, we're going to be 5 days in Christchurch. The boys are going to be at a boarding school, St. Bede's, which is one of the top rugby schools in New Zealand. And the girls are staying with a girls' school that's a day school. So there's a lot of different arrangements that need to be made and a lot of money that needs to be raised. The kids will raise a percentage of it themselves through raffle tickets and different activities they'll do to raise money. But the majority of it will come through philanthropists and gifting. You know, that's what we're in the process of. That's a big part of what we do is getting people on board. We have a really generous sponsor from Evolution Capital. That's a hedge fund based here in Santa Monica, and they've been sponsoring the program, thankfully, for the last, this will be their 5th year helping to sponsor ISF Rugby. But we're also looking to get other corporate sponsors on board, as well as, you know, private individuals to donate to ISF Rugby. That's ICEF for those of you out there listening. It's an acronym.
Yeah, in fact, I actually that's why I read the actual original full name out, and I, you know, it's a bit of a mouthful. It's a bit of a mouthful, but
yeah, it is. ICEF Rugby, and you know, you can Google it and see a lot of the different films and footage and scrummovie.com. where Dennis's film is located. And, you know, what's been really great about collaborating with Dennis is not only is he's a talented filmmaker and he's a parent of a student here at one of our schools, but he's an amazing storyteller. And if you look at Dennis's work, which I did before we, you know, decided to take the plunge to collaborate on this movie, he's a great storyteller, and he has an innate ability to pull out the different sort of stories that are happening with the different people that are involved with the program. And it's going to be a really, I think, an interesting project and film when it reaches its completion. And the trip to New Zealand is going to be incredible. We haven't talked so much, but you know, I think we're going to embed some cameras with students that are down in New Zealand right now, who, you know that we're coming at the different schools. to see what their expectations are, and then to film the interaction between the kids, and then to see, you know, what they come up with afterwards, you know, what they learned about themselves and about the, you know, interaction with kids from a different culture. So that's going to be, I think, an amazing story, especially these Polynesian kids and also the kids in Christchurch and the interaction between the two of them.
And Dennis, I mean, for you, I mean, this seems like you've got a lot coming together here. What's the sort of time frame that you've got for the documentary to sort of get its premiere and release?
Well, we're looking at, the trip happens in March, so we're looking at editing, starting post-production as soon as we get back from the trip. So hopefully we should be able to finish post-production, have everything done, and ready to hit the festival market and get it in festivals and do a premiere, do a limited theater release. Hopefully we're looking at June and July of 2012. So that's the target, and hopefully you'll let me come back on the program when we have it all done, and we can talk about that even more then.
Oh, certainly. And so if anyone that wants to learn more about the documentary of the film, where should they go, Dennis?
Well, they should go to scrummovie.com. That's pretty much the holding place for all our different links and things we're doing about the movie itself. And also there is a link there to the ISUP Public Schools official rugby program site on the link, where people can actually also donate to the rugby program itself. So, but basically, you know, scrummovie.com.
And for people that want to learn more about your program, Stuart, where's best for them? Is it a Scrum website or is it?
If they go to that, it'll take them to a link, but they can also go to icefpublicschools.org. So icefpublicschools.org, icefpublicschools.org, and that will take them, you know, they can find the rugby on that page, but we're actually 15 schools in South Los Angeles, elementary through high school, have a really big rugby program.
And we probably should mention also that they... ISUP is an integral part of what we do, and without them, you know, there would be no, you know, rugby or a movie. So it's a charter school that has been started. It's been around, 15 years now or something? It's such a great charter school organization that is based here in South L.A., so... It's doing a lot of good things here with the students, and it takes into account where a lot of education budgets are being slashed, and they're slashing the athletic programs and music programs. That's really ISUP's goal, is to really educate the whole student, and that includes athletics and that includes the arts. So, you know, big props to ISUP and their programs and letting us shoot this film with them.
Yeah, I mean, that's our main mission, is getting kids into college and then through college. And our schools are based in an area where over 50% of the kids don't even finish high school. All the ISUP kids finish high school, and they all go on to college. And we're trying to develop them so that they can be successful right through college and into their professional lives. That's the mission of our schools. And, you know, rugby just falls right in line with that, so it's fortunate.
It's fantastic. I actually wish the both of you guys the best of luck with this. I'd actually love to have you back on the show when the film's actually released.
Oh, that'd be great.
We'd love to be back.
Good stuff. So what we'll do, I'll put all the links up as usual up on the Rugby Life website so anyone can learn more about it. And until next time, folks, cheers.